Football coach Vince Lombardi said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up." Today's Dayton Youth Radio story comes from a young person who knows this. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Lauren Redfern is always moving. Matter of fact, it's hard to count all the teams that she plays for. But then she came across an unexpected hurdle, and here she is to share her story.
Hi, my name is Lauren Redfern, and I break records. When I was 12, me and my dad competed in a 340-mile canoe race on the Missouri River. We spent over 2 straight days together while competing in the canoe race. With our finish, I became the youngest to ever paddle and successfully complete the MR 340. We finished 18th out of 340 boats. Most kids would never think to paddle that long, especially with one of their parents. Not only do I paddle, but I run cross country as well. My freshman year, I was the only freshman on the varsity team. From running on trails, I also run on the court. My basketball team went 26-1 with our only loss coming 3 games short of state. During my junior year, I was a part of the first ever school-sponsored lacrosse team at Bellbrook. While I've enjoyed running, paddling, playing basketball, and lacrosse, I am now conquering a new challenge. During track freshman year, instead of breaking records, I was being lapped. As I ran the 2 mile, I would lose feeling in my legs and my vision would tunnel. I would no longer hear my coaches or be able to tell how fast, or most importantly, how slow I was going. I would finish my race and immediately fall asleep. Not pass out, but immediately go into REM sleep. One phone call changed my life. And that came from a St. Louis University sleep doctor when he called my mom to tell her the results of my sleep study. While I was not with my mom when she received that phone call, I imagine she had a sense of relief in knowing why I was struggling for the last 3 months, but also a sense of fear as she was now a parent of a child with narcolepsy and cataplexy, a disorder that is very uncommon and misunderstood. This diagnosis came right before track season my freshman year. Anger was definitely a part of my reaction. I was Lauren Redfern, the runner, the basketball player. Now I was the girl who falls asleep during halftime and after races. Quitting or throwing in the towel is not in my family history. I am still an athlete. I still run. I still play basketball. I still stop flying balls on the lacrosse field. And I still paddle down the river with my dad. I now wear a bracelet on my left wrist that indicates how to wake me up if I were to have a sleep attack. Some days I see the school nurse more than my friends. However, I still feed my hunger for competition with sports, but I now compete with this new disorder every day. As I am graduating from Bellbrook High School, I will be playing on the first ever girls lacrosse team at Marietta College and majoring in athletic training. No matter what comes in my way, when it comes to being a competitor and giving my all, I am unstoppable. For Dayton Youth Radio, at Bellbrook High School, this is Lauren Redfern.
That was Unstoppable, written and produced by Lauren Redfern, a 2018 graduate of Bellbrook High School. Lauren is currently on the first ever lacrosse team at Marietta College. Special thanks to Katie Bills Tenney. You can hear more from this series on the WYSO website and also on the iTunes podcast. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.